们今天第十次讲到十字架的经历。
Today is the 10th time we're going to talk about the lessons of the cross.
我们一共有十三篇信息讲到十字架的经历。
There's going to be a total of 13.
我把十三篇经历的题目已经印出来了。
And I've already printed out all these 13 lessons.
不知道今天带来了没有。
But I didn't bring it with me.
今天本来要分给大家的。
Today I wanted to pass it on to you.
今天第十篇讲实行的十架。
Today is the 10th lesson, the cross of practicing.
很重要的一个题目。
It is an important message.
我们来读几处圣经。
Let us read some Bible verses.
马太福音。
Book of Matthew.
27章。
27。
35到37节。
35 through 37。Then they crucified him and divided his garment, casting lots that it may be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him, "This is Jesus, the King of Jews." The book of John, chapter 19, verse 17. And he, bearing his cross, went out to the place where called the place of skull, which is called in Hebrew, Golgotha. John 19:31-36. Therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high day. The Jews asked Pilate that their legs may be broken, and they may be taken away. That the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came in Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who was since has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For those things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, not one of his bones shall be broken.
好，我们读哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ shall be made of no effect. Hebrews chapter 12, 1-4. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and has cast down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endures such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin.
好，五节到第八节。
Hebrews 12:5-8. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scorches every son whom he receives. If you ensnare a chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons.
好，九节到十三节。
Hebrews 12:9-12. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we pay them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection of the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seem best to them, but ye for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Today we're going to talk about the cross of practicing. It's a very important and precious message. In the Bible, in the books of four Gospels, the cross that it mentioned is the cross of practicing. Or the more divine messages are written in the letters by Paul. Yet the cross of practicing
is
a principle that can be used in our daily life. When the Lord walked on this world, he would tell the people that he is a king. And that's what the Jews persecuted him for. Now, in Pilate, in his governing land, the Jews who proclaimed that besides Caesar, I'd have no other king. But when the Lord says that he is a king, he's a different king from this worldly king. When the Lord says that he is a king, it is a king not of this world. He is a heavenly king. A king that is anointed by God himself. A king of all men. A king of all ages. A king of eternity. Now, an earthly king can only control what you do outside. But the Lord is the great king. And he takes sovereignty within you. Only the Lord can take sovereignty within you. Because he is the king of God's children. So when he was persecuted, they said that his crime is that he proclaimed himself to be a king. And even the Roman Empire, they put a sign on top of Jesus' cross. It is written and says, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. And the Jews were not happy about it. They asked them to change the sign. They said that Jesus said that he is the King. But the Roman soldiers said that what we wrote down is already written. Now this sentence is written in three different languages. It was written in Hebrew. Written in Roman. It is also written in Greek. That means that those three languages represent this whole world. To proclaim to all people in the world that Jesus is a king. Our Lord is the King. And in his whole life, he manifested the life of a king. Manifested the power of a king. Because he is God's King. Now, this sign that is on top of the cross is called the mark of the cross. On the cross, it is stated that Jesus is the King. He is the King that has now given us this salvation. To complete this salvation. Now, the cross on this world, it represents pain and shame. And in fact, people brought to Jesus shame and pain. But yet, when Jesus is on the cross, he revealed glory. So that's why the sign says, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. The cross represents the life of a king.
十字架为君王生命很大很大。
And I tell you, the cross and the life of king has a relationship.
我就说两件事。
I will tell you two things.
第一件在十字架上面，主说了七句话。
First thing you said when Jesus was on the cross, he said seven things.
叫十字架。
The seven words of the Lord.
每一句话都那么宝贵的。
And each of the sentences he said is precious.
我实际上头上冒着两句话。
And I only tell you the first two sentences.
第一句话就完全的赦免。
First words to talk about a complete forgiveness.
这主法表现了君王生命。
That the Lord has the life of a king.
当人给他致死那个痛苦的时候。
When people give him the pain to death.
就头一句话完全赦免。
The first thing Jesus said is forgive them.
所以有很伟大的弟兄讲一句话。
So that's why a brother, he said this before.
人用钉把主钉在十字架上。
Yet that people use nail to nail Jesus to the cross.
主流说血遮盖了钉。
But yet, the blood that Jesus shed is now covered the nails.
十字架上一句话赦免。
The first thing Jesus said on the cross is forgive
them. 他父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
他们所做的他们不知道。
For they don't know what they're doing.
弟兄姊妹，自己生对我们很不容易。
Brothers and sisters, this is not an easy thing to do.
我们赦免人。
When we forgive someone,
我们里头有没有任何人过不去呢？
Do you have something that is still holding back?
这是基督徒太大的事啊。
I tell you, this is important for Christians.
我自己不明,
when I break bread,
那就我在不是看得见的弟兄姊妹当中,
that I am now in the brothers and sisters that I cannot even see.
在全天下的弟兄姊妹当中,
I am now breaking bread with brothers and sisters in the whole world.
没有任何人我对他心里有阴影的,
that I should not have a shadow of any one of them.
若是我对有一个人心里有感觉有阴影,
if I hold grudges against any one of them,
今天我不敢不明,
then today I don't dare to break bread.
我们的生命是个赦免的生命,
or we should live a life of forgiveness.
那个生命跟人的生命还不一样,
that our life is now different from the other people's.
完全的赦免,
we now give complete forgiveness.
彻底的赦免,
complete forgiveness.
人的罪把主钉在十字架上,
it is sinful man that put Jesus on the cross.
流出宝血, 洗净人所有的罪,
and Jesus shed his blood to cleanse all the sinners' sin.
主在十字架上彰显伟大的君王生命。
On the cross, Jesus manifested the life of a king.
第一件事有完全赦免。
So the first thing he said was forgive them.
第二件事不了那句话。
And then the second thing he said,
他都成了。
Is that is completed.
救恩成了,
it is finished.
主把他的生命放下了,
Jesus has now given his life.
主放下生命,
when Jesus laid down his life,
我们得了他的生命了,
now we can take his life.
这个恩惠太大了,
and how great is this grace?
我们从主得的好处太多了,
how much blessings we have now received from the Lord.
主给我们的恩典太大了,
how great is the grace that Jesus has given.
没有一个恩典, 没有好处, 那大获生命。
There is no greater blessings than a new life.
主把自己的生命给了我们了。
Jesus has now given us his life.
全世界基督徒和世人不一样。
Now all the Christians in the world, we are now different.
为什么不一样呢?
How are we different from the world?
我们有个新生命。
Because now we have a new life.
就是永远的生命。
A new eternal life.
就是主的生命。
A life of Jesus.
这个生命这件事都难说了啊。
So it is hard to describe what a life is.
生命我不能拿生命给大家看，对不对?
I can't show you my life.
但另外一面，生命太实在的事。
But on the other hand, a life is real.
我问一句话，你们是不是你们的父母生的呢？
And then let me ask you this, are you born from your parents?
这是很笨的一句话了。
It is a stupid question.
但是我还要问你们是不是父母生的呢？
How do I ask you, are you born from your parents?
当然是的。
Of course you are.
你怎么知道你父母生的呢？
But how do you know that you were born by your mom?
有什么证据你是你父母生的呢？
How do you prove that you are children of your parents?
最大的证据。
The greatest proof.
我的性情像我父母。
Is that I act like my parents.
我的脸也像父母。
I look like my parents.
有的人连走路都像父亲。
Some people, they even walk like their parents.
为什么呢？
Why?
父亲把生命给了他了。
Because it is the father that gave his life to the child.
对，但是这个生命拿不出来。
Even though you can't show this life,
我身上表现我父亲的生命,
but what I reveal my father's living.
这就我是我父母生的,
that's how I show you that I am my father's son.
我父母的生命在我身上活出来,
my parents' life now is revealed through me.
所有全世界的人都是一个生命,
Now, all the worldly people share one life.
天然的生命,
this natural life.
我们信主了,
but after we believe in the Lord,
这个重生了,
we are now reborn. We now have Jesus' life.
怎么知道?
How do you know?
我改变了,
because I am now changed.
你们有没有觉得改变了?
Are you changed?
我信主之前,信主之后,
before I believe in the Lord and after I believe in the Lord, I have changed a new man. Before I believe in the Lord, I had a bad temper. No one can offend me. Before I believe in the Lord, I don't want to get into argument. But I get into many big fights. If you dare to curse before me, I will make you see my fist. The big man use the feet and little man use words.
信主了,
but after I believe in the Lord,
信主就改了一个,
after I believe in the Lord, I transform into a man. It is now very hard to make me angry. I believe in the Lord for 70 years. I can't remember how many times I throw tempers anymore. Not that I can control my temper. Not that I could press on my anger. But from the Lord now I have a new life. And when I reveal this new life, I no more temper. Inside of me, no temper. In any circumstances, because I have a new life. So that's why on the cross, the Lord gave his life to his children. Now, our natural life or personalities are different. But when we review Christ, we act the same. Not to mention United States, how there are so many different races and people. Just in China. In different parts of the countries, we are all different. In the south, the north, the east, the west.
And
all these people, we are different.
The
one by the oceans and not by the oceans, we are different. We even speak different dialects. When I go down south of the rivers, I can't understand a word they say. Because the people of Zhejiang, they speak different languages. Even though Xiaoshan and Hangzhou, they are in the same province. I could understand the dialect just a little bit. But if I go to Xiaoshan, I can't understand a word. If I go down to the south, to the southern part of China, I can't understand Cantonese. I carry Chinese, we spirit so different. But every time when I go to China, I am not visiting China per se, but I'm visiting the Church of Jesus. When I go to the south, to the north, all the churches, they are the same. That's why the work of Jesus is great. All these different people, all these different personalities, we have now one God. We now have one forgiveness. We reviewed one life. That's why we are Christians. And that's the purpose of church. The Lord gave us his life. So that's why Jesus was crucified. On the cross, now the cross is a sign of glory. The cross is now a sign of victory. On the cross, Jesus was victorious. Overcame man's sin. Overcame our rudeness. Overcome the power of man. Now he has abolished man. And now what he's bringing forth is a new creation. So that's why the cross is the sign of victory. And children of God, now we became soldiers of Christ. When we walk on this world, the cross is our weapon. Is a banner. What is a banner? A banner means victory. The cross is the banner of victory. The cross is now a glorious cross. So that's why the greatness of Jesus. On the cross, he reveals the life of a king. I only want to talk about these two points. The first thing Jesus said, Father, forgive them. The last thing Jesus said, He gave his life.
叫我们信主的名得他的生命,
so that who believe in his name now receive his life.
所以我们不是请外面一个教,
so that's why we're not believing in just a religion. We're not trying to put effort to change ourselves. But we believe in God. The Lord now is
forming
in us. He is the King inside. He is the King of our life.
And
He is the King of all men. King of all ages. So that's why in Europe, in other countries, there are many believers. So I tell you that doesn't matter what king or president you are, it's worthless. In the United States, every 4 years we have a new president. Another half a year or so, our president is done. You think that if I don't like this president, all I got to do is just 4 years. Even a king, they go away in a short time.
自人管外面,
but I tell you that all these kings and presidents, they can only control what we do outside. Whatever they want to try to take control
of,
but Jesus is a different king. Jesus is the king of inside. He takes sovereignty in our life. He is the true king. So that's why for the British, England is a Christian country.
大国家,
now, in a lot of great countries, the only country that still have kings are England and Japan.
英国人有皇帝,
so, for the British people, when they meet their king, they have to kneel down. But then they only kneel down one knee. Because the king is not worthy for them to bow both knees. Only when they come to God, they will bow with both knees. Because they respected God. But I tell you that in fact, the British king, he's not even worthy of one knee. But yes, they still keep the traditions to knee down one knee. Only Jesus is worthy of both knees. Because he is the true king. On the cross, he is our banner. When Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:17, he said,
这样就很重要的话,
he said us a great saying.
他说不要叫十字架落了空,
he said, not make the cross of Christ shall be made of no effect. A lot of times we make the work of cross become no effect because we are inbounded by things. I don't want to point out a lot of sinful acts. I only want to point out our temper. Have you thrown a temper before? Raise your hand if you have never thrown a tantrum. Sometimes you think that you want to throw a tantrum. Yet there is never a time you have to put effort into throwing a temper. Do you have to put in effort to throw the temper? The Chinese have a saying that anger comes from inside. When your anger comes, you can't control it. But then, as children of God, after we throw a temper, we remember God. And we remember the cross. And then you would think, how come I didn't remember the cross a couple moments ago? How did I throw this temper? When I throw a temper, I fail. But still, the next time when your anger comes, you still can't control it. But I say that after you throw a temper, if you remember the cross, you're still an okay Christian. Don't make the cross to be of no effect. In our life, this might happen a lot. I am now an older man. People that are in my same age, some of them has already met the Lord. There are two left. One is in Taiwan. He is now 94, 6 years older than me.
95岁, 身体比我好,
this year he's turning 95. He is more healthy than I am. And this brother, I've been with him since we were young.
有一次, 我在同一个房间里面一起两个床一起睡了。
One time we share a bed in the same room.
我要调差了。
And then I was going to move to another place. I'm supposed to leave Taipei to go to another place to serve. And another brother is supposed to move into my bed. But on that day, I'm supposed to go back and pack my stuff. Just when I went home, I realized that he has already packed my stuff and threw it outside the house. And he even put my shoes on top of my towel. I was really angry. It is okay for you to welcome the new person, but I'm still here. Why did you throw my stuff out? You didn't even pack them nicely, you just threw them out. How do you put my shoes on top of my towel? But then the Lord spoke to me. The Lord spoke to me. And what he said was marvelous. He said, pour out a glass of milk for him. And at that time, my anger is gone. Because the presence of the Lord is too sweet. The Lord said, pour out a glass of milk. Bring to this brother. And say to this brother, oh, thank you for so much effort throwing out my stuff. Thank you so much. Have a glass of milk. That's what a Christian does. You can't learn this type of thing. Because to not make the cross to be no effect. On this thing, now I carry the cross. Because the cross is held by Christ. To proclaim that God is the sovereignty. So today, it is hard to make me angry. Even people are angry at me at times. But I tell you that Christians, we still have temper. Some Christians, we still have temper. Even preachers. So a sister came and told me that her husband was a pastor. Whenever you hear how the husband is, from the words of the wife, you will see that this husband is the worst in the world. So this wife, she said, my brother, in the church, he acts like an angel. But when he gets home, he is the devil. So I heard what she said. I know of this brother. I know that he has a bad temper, but he is far away from being the devil. But when she said it, she is now putting the cross of no effect. I tell you that your husband is now your cross. So is your wife is your cross. So through the husband and through the wife, learn to be disciplined in God. So I hope that you understand it when you go back home. Paul said, least the cross of Christ shall be made of no effect. So don't make the cross to be useless. When you put the cross to be useless, what happens? Come back to the Lord. Come to the Lord and gain life. Let Jesus' blood to forgive us. And through Christ, we now walk a new way. So what Paul said is, don't make the work of the cross to be useless. Now we come to Hebrews chapter 12, the cross of practicing. In the Bible, there are 39 books in the Old Testament. 27 books in the New Testament. Each of the book has many chapters. But yet there are some chapters are better. These chapters are called the great chapters in the Bible. And Hebrews chapter 12 is one of these great chapters. One of these great chapters. It's first started, it says that way is made to be walked. This is the way of the Lord. And our life is like walking away. I tell you that this path is short. Even if you can live to 100 years old, I tell you that it goes by fast. And I tell you that I am pretty close to being 100 years old. When you reach the destination. Then you say, how fast it has gone by. My life is gone. Is it fast? You feel that your life is going away fast? When you suffer, you think that time goes slowly. But when you have passed the suffering, you see time goes fast. So that's why our life is like a path. Paul described this path as a race. That we are racing to be awarded. Have you seen a race before? In the Olympic, in a 100-meter race. 100-meter race. When you start running, it's already over. Winning and losing is off by 0.1
seconds.
How do you run this race? We determine your eternity. Are you running with pride? If you run your life without any worth, then the end is just death. For everyone will be resurrected. If you have not worked your life, then you will just come back as a poor man. So remember that your life is a race. How much effort you put in this race? Are you walking by your own way? Or are you walking God's way? Are you walking the worldly path? Or are you running the heavenly race? The difference is too great. Let us all choose God's way. And we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Like a great cloud. Now the cloud in the sky is the prettiest. And that's the life of the witnesses. This path we run is also beautiful. Their life is beautiful. In the Bible, there's so many great men. They have a different background. They have different education. The personalities are all different.
But
one thing is the same, is they walk the same path. They walk God's path. And in 2,000 years of the church history, how many brothers and sisters walk this path? They are now our examples. The song that we just sang is written by Brother Ni. If you just read it, you may not understand.
以入为荣, 睡败犹是得胜, 听不懂这些话,
to look to be shameful, but yet is glorious. What does that mean?
只要你败就败,胜就胜了, 怎么就败好像得胜呢?
You're losing, but look like you're winning. What does that even mean?
就Watchman Nee这个伟大的见证人,
so that's why Watchman Nee is a great witness.
我常常想到他,
I always remember
怎么想到他呢?
Him. Why would I remember him?
当我为难的时候,
When I was suffering, I would think of him. When someone is on the opposite side of me, when someone is fighting with me, then I would think, what would Watchman Nee do? If Brother Nee was here, how would he react? I know Brother Nee. He is a great example for me. His whole life was despised. And he spent his last 20 years in jail and he died at the end. His life was hard. And every time I thought of him, then the things that I wanted to say, I held back. The face that I wanted to show, I held back. I am a child of God. I have to react through the power of Christ. And I have to rely on the Spirit. To reveal the sight of the Spiit, not from man. That's what a Christian is. He says, we look forward and run a race. We don't carry any weight with us. In the original language, they talk about the weight. When people run in a race, in Olympics, when the athlete runs, he tries to wear as little as he can. He's not supposed to carry any weight. If you carry extra weight, you can't run
fast.
So as children of God, what is our weight?
每一个人的重量不一样的,
all of our weights are different. But what is this weight? Whatever could slow you down in this path, that's our weight. Anything that will slow you down, that's your weight. Is that cast away all your weight? Cast away the sins that ensnares us. All these different types of sins. All these sins that capture us. What are sins? Oh, is sleeping a sin? No. Because everyone sleeps. But if you sleep extremely, there's a brother in Taiwan. He never sleeps at night. When he sleeps, he doesn't wake up until the next day noon. When we eat lunch, he eats breakfast. It is hard to help this brother. So I talked to him.
弟兄,
and I said, brother, change your habit. Wake up at 10:30. And it was a great battle for him, but he finally woke up at 10:30. Then I tell him, I challenge you, 10 o'clock. It's very hard, but he woke up at 10. Then I challenge him again until he woke up at 8 o'clock now. And I said, 8 o'clock. And I said, 8 o'clock, he's already claimed victory. So that sleeping is not a sin. But if sleep has now become a burden to entangle you, then you have to
eat.
To eat is not a sin.
贪吃偷吃就是罪.
But if you cannot control what you eat, then it's a sin. Anything that slows you down to follow the Lord, that's a sin. Here is that it disentangles all the sins.
越大的话,春心忍耐,
and run with endurance.
忍耐是属于生命最大的力量.
Endurance is the greatest strength a Christian has. Until the end in the book of Revelations, when
说了句话,
in the book of Revelations, when the bad things come, it says the endurance of the saints is revealed.
什么叫做圣徒忍耐?
What is the endurance of the saints?
圣徒忍耐就是基督的忍耐.
The endurance of the saints is the endurance of Christ.
圣经也说基督的忍耐.
In the Bible, it talks about the endurance of Christ. The endurance of Christ is different from the endurance of man. Because we have a limit of how much we can take. You cannot get over my limits. But yet the endurance of Christ has no limits. So that's why Peter, one time he asked Jesus, and he asked Jesus and says, one person offended me seven times a day. I forgive him seven times a day. Is that enough? And Peter is someone who is fast on his
talking.
I don't think there's anyone that would offend Peter seven times. But Jesus said, knock seven times. But it's seven times, 70 times of seven times. That's 490 times a day. You have to forgive someone 499 times a day. What Jesus meant is you have to forgive people. Our endurance has to be unlimited. When you're trying to fight with me, then you will feel the power of my endurance. When you give me a hard time, then it's my time to show you my endurance. With my endurance, I can't stand it. But with Christ's endurance, I can review the life of a saint. In 2,000 years, how much persecution has been to the church? But yet, our endurance is without limit. Because we look to Jesus. That is our secret. Because Jesus is someone who has finished the race. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Faith is from Jesus. Today we are supported by Jesus in our faith.
最后信心完成了,
and He is the finisher of
faith. 那就我们进荣耀的时候了,
when our faith is finished, that's when we get into glory.
耶稣是信心创始成终者,
Jesus is the author and finisher of faith.
他又摆在前面的喜乐,
and He put in front of us the joy.
轻看羞辱,忍受十架的苦难,
so that's why He can endure the cross and despise the shame.
什么叫做轻看摆在前面的喜乐呢?
What is to pay attention to the joy that is in front of us?
那就是教会,
that is the church.
主的苦难要产生教会,
through the suffering of Jesus, the church is now created. After Jesus knows how the church is going to be created, that became the joy of Jesus.
为了要产生教会,
to make church,
轻看羞辱, 忍受十字架的苦难,
He despised the suffering and shame on the cross. That's how great our Lord is. But the Lord is now our example. He has finished this race. He is now in glory. And in glory, He awaits us. So that's why we have to put effort in our race. Now, there's still so much I want to talk about in Hebrews chapter 4. Do you remember the words that you used to discipline your son?
不要轻看主的管教。
Don't look little of the discipline God gives you.
这个管教是两个字。
The word discipline in the original language is the education of discipline.
管教是消极的。
To be disciplined is passive.
管教好像特别discipline很好, 管教还有一个刑罚。
To be disciplined means to be punished.
但主的话本身说,
but then God's word is an education. A father educates his son.
儿女失败,
if the children fail, that means that the father's education
儿女不爱主,
has failed. If the children doesn't love God, it's the father's problem. Because the children look up to their parents. Because the Chinese says that what you do is better than what you say. I know a brother Ning in Taiwan. He is from a famous family. Really famous Lin family from Taiwan.
他是那个家庭那个家长。
And he is a parent in this family. He's an elder.
一个儿子两个女儿。
He has one son and two daughters.
从小给他们设计好计划。
When they were little, this father has a plan for them.
儿子去学弹琴,
one of the sons is going to be learning music, to learn to play piano.
有一个女儿,
and one of the daughters,
学英文,
she will major in English. And I know this daughter well.
她嫁给我身边的一个同工,
she married to one of my co-workers. And we meet almost every day.
所以说这个管教林家这个家长我们也很熟。
So that's why I knew it of this mean family.
真是个好父亲啊,
he was a great father.
把三个儿女啊,
and all three children, the father has a plan for them.
他这个儿子,
one of the sons,
除了弹琴之外,
besides playing the piano, he was a fool.
但是他成了台湾很有名的钢琴家,
but yet he became the most famous pianist.
幸亏父亲一个教育在身上嘛,
all because the father knew it of his talents.
他有音乐细胞,
because he has natural talents, he is now a best pianist.
天上的父,
a heavenly father. He also wants to discipline his children. So that's why we have to believe that all of our endurance, all of our encounters,
一生的环境,
all the circumstances around us, it is planned by God,
安排好了,
arranged by God,
一步一步来经过,
so that step by step we experience. I meet one person, this great person, or I meet this bad person, I meet this person who caused me pain. It is not just by random chance. It is by the Father of all spirits. He arranged this encounter for me. Believe this.
这是父神在我身上的教育,
This is the Father God and what He wants me to learn. So let us experience. When God sees bad things, He disciplines
us.
And how is the Father not disciplined His Son? I am a father. I have 6 children. I never hit them. But then in the prophet says, if you don't hit your son, you're causing them
future
pain. Maybe because Solomon has bad sons. There was never an opportunity, for a reason for me to hit my children. So I never hit them. But I still teach them. Now that they are now older. Still, now they will never say anything bad to me. They all love me. When they were young, when I prayed in my room, they would all say that Father is praying, let us walk lightly. Father is praying, let us speak lowly. Because they respect when I pray. So now when they grow up, now 4 of them are now pastors. Well, some of my son-in-law, some of my daughters, they are now pastors. They're one waiting to serve the Lord. He has not been called yet. My 4th son-in-law, he wanted to preach to the Mexicans and the
blacks.
He is a doctor and he wants to help them for free, to give them free medicine, to give them free exams so that he can preach the gospel. He, by himself, he went to South America. He went to the poor to preach the gospel because he wants to be a pastor. Without a calling. So I said, hey. He said, what you can do, I can do. So why care about the title of being a pastor? Just use your life to serve God. To preach the gospel to the poor. Then you set a good example. That your children will look at your shadow. If your children are not behaving, look at yourself. Because they're reflecting your life. God's
educated.
Whole life he disciplined us. All circumstances came from God. Short story I tell you. When I was in Shanghai, the church in Beijing was great. One sister. One of her shortcomings is she loves to talk. She loves to talk. And when she talks, all she does is she gossips. Does she know about it? Yes, she knows that it's her. She knows that it's a shortcoming, but she can't change herself. A couple of the family, they live together in a courtyard. In the summer, they now are taking a break. And she walked outside of the door. And when she walked out, she started speaking again. And she started saying something about the landlord. And she said the landlord didn't even do the right thing. She said the landlord took my money. And she said that what if that brick falls over and hits someone in the head? But that brick never meant to fall. When she started speaking, that brick fell and fell on her head. It broke her head. And all the neighbors come and say, oh no, her head is broken. But then when she was hit, she is now awakened. And she said, don't blame the landlord. This is God giving me my lesson. It is my shortcoming that I love to speak. I talk and criticize too much. She knew that was her problem. So when she started criticizing about that brick fell and hit her in the head. So all the things we encounter is arranged by the Spirit, the God of all spirits, to discipline us, so that we can be partaker of His holiness, to be more like Him. So for all our bad personality, it takes away by a little bit. And to make a new life grow just that little bit. So that we can be more like Him. So that we can have more godliness. That is the cross of practicing. Let us all go back and precious our circumstances. Pay attention to what's happening to you. Because in all of our encounter, there's a lesson. Because God is my Father. The greatest Father. Even my earthly Father disciplined me. And I respect Him still. And how can we not be subjected to the Father of Heaven? All the things to make us disappointed. When we get through it, it's pain. We feel suffer. But for one that has now passed it, then you precious it. The one that passed by it. Now you yield the fruit of peace. Just like the song that we sang, peaceful like a river. The peace of Christ cannot be shaken. The joy of Christ cannot be taken away. In all circumstances, God is teaching us. So from today on, encourage each other. If you're not disciplined to your circumstances, you're not disciplined to God. But when you are disciplined to your circumstances, then you're disciplined to God. Our whole life is arranged by God. So when we walk this path, so even the lame that cannot walk, that the legs are now not dislocated, but are now healed. So when you walk this path, the people after you can follow the path. So to the parents, walk this path for your children. The cross of discipline. Let us sing the song again, that I live